A word for you from Luke 10, verse 38 to 42. Now, it happened as they went, that Jesus entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore tell her to help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. It was the end of the rainy season and the beginning of summer in Bethany, a village just 3 kilometers east of the temple in Jerusalem, on the eastern slope of the Mount of Olives. It was the home of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. Mary and Martha had welcomed the Lord Jesus into their home before. This was not the first time that he was visiting Bethany. As a gracious hostess, Martha welcomed the Lord, arranged comfortable seats for his disciples, brought them refreshing drinks, and washed their feet from the dust and dirt of the paths they had trod. Other inhabitants of Bethany crowded around to hear more of the teachings and parables of the Lord. At first, both Martha and Mary were sitting at the Lord's feet. However, soon, Martha would have felt the burden of her duty, and as the hostess, that she needed to provide for all his guests, and she slipped away and began to busy herself with a labor of love to seek to serve the Lord and his disciples. But at some point, her frustrations began to build. Her labor of love became a frustrating burden. The harder she worked, the more frustrated she became. It was actually not enough time to do everything she'd wanted, and her frustrations began to focus on her younger sister, Mary. It was really Mary's fault. If Mary had been there to help, she would have been finished already. It was bad enough having so much to do, but when somebody we think should be helping us and letting us down, we can get frustrated. At some point, the annoyance developed into irritation, and then frustration, anger. It was also unfair. And finally, Martha interrupted the teachings of the Lord to say, Lord, do you not care that my sister's left me to serve alone? Therefore tell her to help me. Perhaps Martha had already tried to signal Mary. Perhaps Mary had ignored her looks or shrugged off her attempts to get her attention. But now Martha expressed her frustration directly to the Lord, actually accusing him of not caring about her. Lord, do you not care?